Well, I think we're all connected here now, so we'll go ahead and get this little brief work session on the MDU rate case 15-90 underway. This is Julie Fedorchak with the Public Service Commission. I'm assuming we're broadcasting too, Steve? Okay, great. Okay, thanks. Brian is joining us by phone, and Commissioner Christman and I are in the 12th floor hearing room along with Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, and there are a number of members, the interveners and the MDU folks in the room as well to listen, but primarily are we supposed to go over this motion?
Well, this is the question is.
The question is, yeah. The question today is whether or not we're going to allow phone testimony, witnesses appearing by phone in the rate case hearing next week with MDU. In general, I'll just throw out my thoughts on this. I don't like phone witnesses. I think it makes it complicated. It's difficult to cross-examine. There's sometimes technical difficulties that get in the way of things, and you can't get a feel for any sort of body language, or I just don't like it as well as in-person witnesses. On technical issues, I think it makes it even harder. If it isn't a technical case, or if it's not on a technical expert witness, then I might be more inclined to allow it, and sometimes circumstances just require it. So I recognize that, but that's where I'm at.
This is Alana. I just want to update the commission. One request to have the cost of capital witness was filed by MDU, and you have that in the docket. The second one from advocacy staff for the same witness, same type of witness, cost of capital, was filed recently, late this morning or early this afternoon. So you might not have it, but it's the same point. And then the third one that I was expecting, which I was told would be perhaps broader than a witness, was all of the total appearance by phone. I have an email now from the Air Force that they're not asking to appear by phone. Oh, okay. So there's really just two pending requests. And the question is, you can decide it. You can let the ALJ decide it. Mm-hmm. They both relate to the cost of capital witness. I should mention that there has been a settlement filed very recently, also early this afternoon, and this issue, cost of capital, has been settled pretty much for all parties. So that changes the picture a little bit, possibly, at the hearing. And so mm-hmm. the question that the parties want to know is whether they need to make travel arrangements.
Right.
So you can decide it today, or you can ask me to tell the ALJ that he's authorized to decide it.
I think either way, it does change it. If that issue has been settled, then a witness by telephone on that issue probably is more doable. Anyway, Randy.
That's what I was just going to add. I just agreed with everything that you had said at the beginning, that I'm not really a fan of the telephone testimony. And especially in the cases of technical, I'm basically just repeating what you said, but to add to it, in a situation where it would impose an extreme hardship on someone, I guess I'm a little more generous with the idea. And also in a case like this, if all sides have agreed on something, it's probably not going to be all that technical. Anyway, the discussion, the subject will still be just as technical, and I expect that they will be available by phone in case we have questions, but the probability is probably not that high that we'll have a lot of questions. So I can live with it and at least try it, not that we'll necessarily make a policy to do it every single time, but I'm willing to try it in this case if the other commissioners are.
Okay. Commissioner Kalk, thoughts?
Yeah, I guess in a general sense, I'm really indifferent whether the witnesses are there or not. If any of my colleagues prefers the witnesses there, I'm fine with that. But in general, I like the ALJ to decide what make those kind of decisions. But I'm okay with what you talked about. And And just because there's a settlement agreement and all parties agree doesn't mean we'll agree. But I'm fine with whatever you two decide on this because, like I said, I'm indifferent, really.
Okay. You're just so laid back, Brian.
Well, I just don't think that, I mean, I get what I get from the people in the record and their voice. And if they're asking that they can't make it in person, it's because they have a good reason. Otherwise, they would be there and let the judge decide.
Okay. Well, I think we've basically decided, so...
I don't think there's any formal action you need to take, though. I'm going to relay the results of the meeting to the ALJ, and the ALJ can issue the answer.
Okay. Sounds good. Conclude this discussion?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Are you staying on the line for the Dakota Access?
Why don't you guys call me back when you get all set up? Because there's usually a reload, and I'm traveling in the car right now. So it's...
Okay. It'll just be a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that concludes this work session on PU-15-90.
I have no closing comments.
Well, I assumed. Sorry, never assumed.